Everybody, thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Telesummit series From Heartache to Joy. Joining us today is one of the most fun people that I actually love interviewing because he brings this beautiful energy, which is just bubbly and fun. But don't let that fool you because this guy is full of wisdom. He is one of the most psychically accurate people that I have ever come across. His readings will blow you away if you have not experienced those before. He is really, really accurate. And he sounds really good. It's so much fun to listen to him with that beautiful accent and the way he speaks. It's just, he sounds so good. You guys will know when we welcome Stuart and he starts speaking, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So today's topic, very exciting, very important, the angelic destiny codes. Achieve miracle mastery with the supercharged energies of the new Atlantean Stargate. This is with our favorite Stuart Pierce. We're going to have a lot of fun, and with fun, we're going to do some more stuff. Like, we're going to find out what, from this celebrity mentor, which is Stuart Pierce, where the Atlantean Stargate portal has opened and what this means for you this year. Discover the 12 sacred codes that can literally change your DNA into a superstar vibration. Get an instant karma shift on the call from the 12 angels of Atlantis so you can finally say goodbye to money and relationship drama. And yes, this can happen for you. If you know that we welcome you to connect with our speakers, so make sure you are on the phone lines and then press *2 so that you can be placed in the queue. And when the time comes, we will open up the calls and Stuart is going to connect directly with each of you one-on-one, or those that get picked, actually. Also, make sure you get the Inside Celebrity Secret used by Oscar winners to manifest big money, new career opportunities, and achieve your destiny. Experience a massive energetic shift on the call when you receive these one-on-ones with Stuart. Do you have a special destiny that is known to the angels? Don't miss out on the 12 codes that the angels want you to have so that you can manifest the life you are really meant to have. Why have the angels suddenly decided to supercharge humanity with the 12 destiny codes? And what does that mean for you in your life? You'll find out today. Get the secret used by Moses to part the Red Sea with the Atlantean codes. Supercharge your career prospects with the secret sacred destiny codes that were used by the ancient Atlantean kings and queens that they used actually to rule. So don't miss out on any of this. And I want to read you a brief bio of this amazing gentleman that is going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes. The legendary Stuart Pierce is an angelic emissary, voice master, and celebrity mentor. For well over 30 years, Stuart has coached leading light workers, CEOs, politicians, statespeople, royalty, religious leaders, celebrities, and actors, including more than 8 Oscar winners. He has worked closely with beloved women, including Oprah, Marianne Williamson, Meryl Streep, and Diana, Princess of Wales. Welcome, my friend. It is awesome to have you back with us today.
Oh, bless you. It's so good to be here. It feels like coming home. I think this may be the fourth or the fifth summit that we've done over the years.
It's always so good
to feel your vibe and to be part of the communion that you've created from heartache to joy. I mean, it's right up my street.
I love that. Thank you so much. And you just reminded me, I have to admit I didn't remember, but you reminded me that today is the death anniversary of Diana.
This is right. This is August 31st that we record 2020. So this is the 23rd anniversary of her passing on August 31st, 1997. And, of course, a lot of people are slightly confused with, well, why would we be remembering this remarkable lady? Well, because her spirit is here. You know, Iram, I brought out my book about the confidential relationship that we had. Mm-hmm. beginning of this year, and it's become this international bestseller with so many people
Yay.
Reaching out. Wonderful, wonderful, mostly ladies around the world mm-hmm. saying that they feel themselves in connection with Diana. So although she may have passed mm-hmm. in flesh, she's here in spirit. And this is what we need, right? I mean, you know, when we think of the, mm-hmm. the glorious fun that she was, always glowing with yeah. laughter, and this beauty that she brought into the world, we may say that she had good style, but, you know, she was beautiful. And then, of course, this mm-hmm. rare love, this unconditional love that just shone from her. So I believe that, you know, commemorating Diana today is a wonderful celebration of what the spirit of her destiny was all about, which, of course, is now being carried by the wonder of her two sons, William and Harry. They are her legacy. Mm-hmm. So I feel we're picking up on those trace elements, and this is what the angels, you know, to weave in what our conversation today is about, that she wants us to weave into the angels' magic because they're beings of the miracle nature of the universe.
Beautiful. So jumping right in, Stuart, and thank you for sharing those wonderful comments about, yes, an amazing, amazing spirit that touched the earth. And still continues to be with us in spirit. So that was really wonderful, a beautiful reminder. And let's just dedicate today's talk to her, memory.
That's wonderful.
Very apt.
Yeah, wonderful. Because, you know, slipstream of energy, which we're touching into, which I'm calling the Diana heart path. And it's all about mm-hmm. this crystalline nature of her heart and how we, as we aspire to the greatest vision of ourselves, then why don't we use an icon like Diana? Because her purity, I mean, I know that there are many others that we have, our own mm-hmm. specific faves, who are still in flesh. You are one.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah is one.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Gaga is one.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
in the sense that she speaks to millions and millions and billions of young ones mm-hmm. all around the planet who are sort of within the millennial bracket. So, you know, Diana is there as this huge icon. She was the most photographed woman alive, you know, in recorded history.
Yes.
And then, of course, as we know, through yeah. those 7 days post her passing, they are known as the 7 days of doom, 3.5 billion people tuned in. And that was actually more than three-quarters of the population of the planet then. Of course, today we know we're 7.5 billion, but then I think it was around 5.6 billion. So when you think 3.9 billion people tuned in, it's a lot of people. So, yeah, by remembering her, I feel that the whole configuration of what the divine feminine is all about and how we're feeling the wave of the divine feminine coming into our lives to make
yes.
us all much more
yes,
buoyant
yes, yes.
and heal
yes.
and celebrate and manifest excellence. And so, yeah, we need all the help we have, particularly you and I haven't spoken since we've been through COVID, global pause, economic
yes,
uncertainty,
yes.
and the quaking dimensions of our geopolitical governments, you know. So I think we need all the help that we can muster.
Yes, and right in line with that, it seems that now it is making so much more sense, Stuart, when we first talked about the angelic destiny codes. You know, we, as you rightly said, we hadn't yet experienced COVID. And now that we are right in the middle of it, okay, yes, we need all the help that you can get. So talk to me about why the angels have decided to channel these codes to you now at this time.
Okay. So, you've just given inspiration to it, haven't you? Because we've just been through something that we never, ever dreamed. I mean, maybe in our nightmares, we thought maybe there would be a contagion. But we never dreamed that we would be moving into a period which has effectively been 5 months of close down. I refuse to use that other word that has been used by the governments, because that suggests that we're contracting into prisons. You know the one I mean. It begins with an L. And, you know, now is the time for us to see that after 5 months where there was literally a unique social phenomenon that has never existed in the history of our species, meaning a close down, a global pause, which has moved us into economic uncertainty because so many of our businesses closed down for that period and some have remained closed. That, you know, these are just some of the aspects of this extraordinary time that we're living in. And the angels are aware of the fact that the planet has reached a point of cosmic resurrection. In other words, the planet has gone through the completion of a cosmic cycle. This, we know, took place around December the 21st, 2012, with the precession of the equinoxes, which, for anybody who's listening who didn't realize what was going on at that time, it means that a cosmic cycle of over 26,776 years came to a point of completion to begin a new cycle. So, of course, as we see life on our planet, in whichever culture, because now we're really living a global village. So even though we have nation states, we're shimmering all of our energies creatively and hopefully moving towards a greater co-creativity and sustainability, a collaborative rather than a competitive mechanism. So the angels come in because they recognize that it's a time of immense change. They also recognize, of course, in their infinite, omniscient intelligence, that what we're effectively doing is unplugging from a system of governing called the patriarchy that has led us for over 1,000 years, more than 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. Now we're recognizing mm-hmm. that one of the leading elements of the patriarchy, which is a belief in permanency, is an absolute illusion because we're from the source, and the source is an infinitely unfolding creative possibility full of love and joy. So, of course, change is the only certainty in all of our lives. It's called growth. It's called evolution. It's called development. It's called maturation. But actually, what we're doing is we're unplugging from one system that has governed us, that has supported us in some form, and now we're beginning to create a new paradigm. So this brings anxiety into our lives because most of us are unused mm-hmm. to this rapid form of cultural change. We know what personal change is all about because, after all, we go to sleep and then we get up in the morning. So that's one element of change on a very superficial level, an important one because we all need sleep. But after all, there is change. And sometimes when we open our eyes in the morning, we realize that through a telephone call or an email or a news broadcast, that overnight something radical has happened within our own environment. So we're all used to that level of change. The question is, what do we do when we experience the stress or the anxiety of a period like COVID-19? And so this is the third great wave of angelology since the beginning of creation. In other words, this is a time frame, the dawning of Aquarius, where something very unique is taking place on our planet, which is encouraging us to see that we are spiritual beings having a human experience and that we're only living a double helix DNA, whereas within our body we house a 12 helix potential. The Atlanteans peoples lived that 12 helix, and once we do, we become immeasurably better at the whole substance of reading how in co-creation we are with nature, how literally our lives are in response to all sentient life, because indeed we're all steeped in soul. It's not the soul is within us. We are within soul. And the sooner we wake up to this, then the greater it will be for us to heal the dis-ease that existing within the ecosystem of our planet. So that, you know, all the scientists are saying that we only have 20 more years to go before something drastic happens in our ecosystem. Well, if we were able to actually embrace what the divine feminine is all about, that Mother Earth is in need of our love, then automatically we start moving forward and shifting some of the government's decisions around the world about fracking, about, you know, exploiting through deforestation, weaponizing of our cultures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is why the angels are really here. I mean, there are many aspects of it, but should we say that they're here to remind us of our connection with Source, and that we are the only planet of choice anywhere within the galaxy. So we're living a binary system, a dualistic system, which we seem to have lost our way in, because we all know that the most successful way of living our lives is by being in the right mind, which means that we're connecting with joy, we're connecting with love, we're connecting with freedom, delight, well-being, and expansion. Whereas most of us are terrified, and therefore we are anxious, we're worried, we're full of fear, and therefore we feel depressed, and therefore we feel unhealthy or unwell, and therefore we feel as though something major is happening within our bodies, and therefore we become really low in energy, and as a result of that, we become suicidal. Now, I mean, you know, we have two options. Which one do we want to live? Nothing is singular, everything is plural. And, you know, Shakespeare said, what did Shakespeare say? He said, there is nothing on earth that's good or bad that thinking makes it so. So we think ourselves into good and we think ourselves into bad. The angels are here to allow us to feel the vibration of their countenance, of their miracle adventure playground, which is all to do with the fact that feeling is the language of the soul, not thinking, and that we're being given this extraordinary opportunity of tuning into Mother Nature, of seeing the richness and the abundance of Mother Nature, and of lifting our vibration to be in sync with her rhythm, with her step, with her flow, so that we can feel her pulse within us. And as a result of that, we realize that by aligning with beauty, by aligning with love, by aligning with freedom, by aligning with the positive vibrations of our lives, we suddenly become immensely abundant. And the abundance flows. So that affects us physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Now, the interesting thing about this is that the angels, you know, the angels have been with me, this group of angels, the 12 angels of Atlantis, they've been with me for the last 33 years, since the Harmonic Convergence, which was another big astrological portal that opened in 87. It was interesting that it was 10 years prior to Diana's passing in 97, so this would have been 87. And, you know, obviously we needed to really open up the systems of our spiritual intelligence by looking into the fact that, to repeat what I was just saying, that feeling is the language of the soul, and that most of us are emotionally charged with the pain body rather than with the pleasure body. So, for example, if we use the illustration of you and I celebrating the memory of Diana, we're not sitting in floods and floods of tears, although we may be deeply moved by the thought of the fact that this beautiful being 23 years ago passed over. But what we're doing is we're transmuting any of our sorrow, our grief, our loss into triumph. We're beginning to realize that all the major faiths and all the major prophets and teachers have given us the understanding that there is always resurrection. In other words, that we can move from the negative into the positive and start feeling states that automatically charge our bodies with a level of radiance that is directly from the source. And so this is why the angels have, if you, as it were, activated these major portals around the world to allow us to see that the 12 destiny codes will literally change our cellular nature and allow us to feel a way of downloading immunity from the source, so that dis-ease, whether it be anxiety or fear or disillusion, is transmuted into higher vibrations, and thereby we don't need to get sick to move through a revolutionary shift of understanding how polluted our bodies are. We automatically take the energy and move whatever the negative is into positivity. I make it sound really simple. But, you know, if we
You make
can,
it sound what?
I make it really sound really simple. But if we can, we can just embrace the nature of that, if we're recognizing that love is all there is, and as it says in the Course mm-hmm. in Miracles, that fear is an hallucination, then we begin to see that the universe is completely self-governing and self-correcting, just as our bodies are completely self-governing and self-correcting if we allow them to be. We know this. Mm-hmm. I know this because 5 days ago I was chopping vegetables to put into a salad, and the wonderful carving knife that I have sliced a gash in my forefinger.
Ouch.
And friend that was with me said, "Oh my God, what have you done?" As blood oozed everywhere. And I said, "Oh, don't worry, I'm going to ask the angels to heal this." So I held my arm straight upwards so the blood flow would disappear from, oozing out of my finger into the rest of my body. And I started seeing Raphael, this green emerald light of Raphael, literally binding the wound in my finger. And I came down, brought my arm down, rather, and my friend said, "What? The blood stopped." And I said, "Yes,
wow."
And in 5 days' time, the wound is also going to heal. So I'm talking to the cells in my body and asking all the phagocytes to really charge into this wound and to bring as much, as much energy as possible into this area so that the plasma of my body heals it. Now, he said, "No, I think you ought to go to hospital because really you need at least 4 stitches in that." And I said, no, we'll heal it. And there's no mark on my hand. Now, that's just one minor illustration of the things that we all know, because we all know what it was when we were kids playing and we'd suddenly fall over or fall out of a tree and gash our knee or our hand, and then mum would come along, hopefully, or the caregiver would come along and wrap up our hands or our knees and bathe them in some sort of wonderful cleansing material and put a bandage and hopefully a little bit of a sweet kiss on the wound, and 2 weeks later it would be healed. So if we can rely on this extraordinary energy, that we recognize that the cosmos is made up of the fiber and the fabric of feeling is the language of the soul. As I often joke, a supernova is not created by mathematical formulae. It is actually a cosmic orgasm. And if we ever see over, we realize that there is a divine play of infinite measure, which is all about beauty and delight and freedom and hope and love.
And bliss. Yes.
And bliss. Bliss,
yes,
bliss, bliss.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
That we move from the pain body into the bliss body.
Yes. I mean, I just love everything you said. I was hanging on to every word. And, just yesterday I was having this conversation with my dad, who's not really very fond of spirituality, but he's a very good person. And we were just talking about this, and I said, the time has come when I feel strongly that this illusion that we have bought into, which was created, because of our faith in the 5 senses and the way that our brain translates the information that it gets from the 5 senses, although we have known for many years that the 5 senses are limited, that reality as we know it is beyond what our eyes can hear, what our ears can, our eyes can see and ears can hear, but yet we just still discount everything that we can't receive through these 5 senses. And I feel that the time has come where that illusion is really going to be lifted, because, science has already proven, Stuart, as you, I'm sure you know, that the mass, the actual matter of the universe is negligible. Everything is just space. It's pure potential. And that space, that energy is self-aware and it's intelligent. So whatever you were saying, I so agree with it, because future predictability of a relationship, of everything, is nothing but an illusion. It's an algorithm generated by our minds based on what it knows from the past. So you want to play in that field, you're welcome. But if you want to play in that field of pure potential, then welcome, because that's the journey we're on, right, Stuart?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. You see how wonderful your thoughts are also in parallel with what the angels are intending for us to embrace, seeing that the universe is a personal love letter written to us from God.
Okay, I have to stop you for a second. I have to say this to you. I feel that the angels started working on me 2 days ago for this call. And when you said my thoughts were in parallel, I got a yes. And then immediately after that, you spoke of a love letter. And I was just telling my friend, I was listening to this love song, which was in Urdu, but it was about the anguish of the lover who is waiting for his beloved to come back. And what I was told in that moment was, this is how God feels about you. This is how he is waiting for God, he, she, it, whatever you want to call it. This is how God is waiting for you. And you just said love letter. Oh, my God, that is so beautiful. That is such confirmation.
Wow. This is amazing. And I have this, you know, these angels are with me all the time. So I tune in and I tune out, but they're with me all the time. And I feel that we're surrounded by the communion of the 12, the angels of Atlantis that have given us these codes. And these, you know, for those people who are unfamiliar, these are very ancient beings of light that have been assigned to the evolution of planet Earth as a cosmic experiment for millennia. And for those who are, you know, scholarly and wish to touch into their origin, they're called the Malachim in Hebrew, which literally means the royal angels. And so, in years gone by, meaning thousands of years ago, there was a very strong belief that these beings of light hover over light, the 12 Melchizedek, which in Hebrew means the priest kings or the priest queens. So we can see where the idea or the attribution of these beings being light forces that are the governing council over these 12 beings of light that we know is the Intergalactic Council. We don't call them the Melchizedek. We're seeing them as the confederation of intelligence that is literally overseeing or overlighting the whole of the evolution that we're seeing in this moment. So I believe that, apropos what you were just sharing, is that you and I speaking today on the commemoration of Diana's birthday, I believe that she is not one of the 12 Melchizedek, but she is there in the pantheon of the divine feminine. There is Kuan Yin, there is Isis, there is Mary, there is Magdalene, there is Sophia, there is Diana, there is Portia, you know, these extraordinary beings of light. They're speaking to us directly. And if I may, I would love to offer a prayer, as this is obviously a moment in this language that we call hallowed, you know, that we're meeting on these points of synchronicity. So our vibrations are commingling and thereby opening up a slipstream of energy directly through into source. May I speak a prayer?
Please. Yes.
This is for all of us. This is for Iram and for Stuart and for everybody listening in, for all of Iram's team from Heartache to Joy, and all of the wonderful contributors, all of the listeners, all of the, you know, gorgeous people that connect now and have connected in the past and will connect in the future. Dear divine beings of light, please lift all negative thoughts and feelings from our being so that we may glisten and shimmer with nothing but your celestial light. Allow us to see the love and joy of your redeeming presence so that we may feel your majesty and love throughout the whole of our beings. And so it is. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was just so amazing. And as we both knew before we started the call, Stuart, the call takes on its own energy and we just flow in that beautiful energy. So it's already been 30 minutes, if you can believe that. So I want to touch on some of the subjects that we promised our listeners.
Yeah.
you know, you have worked with thousands and thousands of people, including world leaders, celebrities, royalty, I mean, movie stars. And there was one question, the number one question that they all asked you. I would love to see what is that question about their destiny. And then has that changed since the pandemic, or is it still the number one question?
The number one question is always about, am I enough?
Mm.
Will I be able to fulfill this destiny?
Mm.
So we all have this, am I enough? And the question, of course, the answer rather is, in the light of what we've just been sharing, we are always enough. Except we often see ourselves proportionally as being much smaller than the gift of the anointing that we're being given. And what I mean by the anointing, what the angels mean by the anointing, is really the way that we perceive the shape of our destiny, the shape of our purpose, which is very simple. It's to optimize our creativity full of love and joy. The Western model, the academic model, says that we need one purpose. And there are many constructs that are in support of that one purpose, which are normally about diminishing somebody, meaning, oh, you mean that you're a jack of all trades and a master of none, as opposed to, oh, you mean that you are a multifaceted person and that each task that you're engaging in, you're engaging to a point of total excellence to become the greatest vision of you. And over a period of time, because change is the only constant that you have, you're going to be reforming your creativity time and time and time again. So these beings who are anointed, you know, meaning some of the individuals that I work with who have a special mission, just as we all have a mission, they have a public mission. We have a private mission in our lives, within our communities, within our families, within the circumference of the way that we operate in the world with, you know, with our colleagues and our dear ones and our family and the broader community that we're now expanding into. And then we see somebody like Oprah, who obviously has a global positioning, or Diana, who had a global positioning, or whomever we might wish to refer to. And they, like us, are always feeling the possibility of the fact that they're not giving enough of themselves. So my position is to remind them of what their journey is, because in the moment in time, we often forget or unremember. And so this is offered simply because it reminds us of the immense ordinariness of we humans as we're being extraordinary. As we're elevating our consciousness into seeing that we can fulfill a global purpose or a regional purpose, that we are extraordinary. And these energies require bravery and courage and discipline and devotion and dedication and sustainability. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing, and then we manifest abundance and joy, fulfillment in our lives. So that's what that all of these people are constantly in search of, and my role is to stand behind them and support them with the magic. Then of course they go out onto the platform, or they go out into the studio in front of the cameras, and they look absolutely extraordinary. But there are always moments backstage where they're beginning to doubt the significance of the power that they may have.
Wow. Beautiful, just beautiful. I love that. And I agree and concur 100% with everything you said. It's just so beautiful. Of course, I can't say it as eloquently as you did, but beautiful. Just love it. I also wanted to ask you, Stuart, about this rare opportunity that you're offering our audience, which is private time with you. And I know that people have reported amazing results after their sessions with you. They, you know, some people said they got miraculously cured, they got better from stage 4 cancer, or somebody found their dream job, or someone found unexpected money, which are all just absolutely wonderful. And I want to just let everybody know, just a heads up, that we had only 30 sessions because it is a rare opportunity. Stuart is very busy, as you guys can imagine. People from around the world, celebrities, work with him and are constantly seeking to get this opportunity of private time with him. So he had offered us only 30 one-on-one sessions, which all got sold out. We actually realized we had sold like 35. And so we reached out to Stuart, and very graciously, he has opened up another 30, which means another 25 for you guys. So if you are connecting, if you're resonating with all this wonderful information that Stuart has been sharing, make sure you jump in now before we even talk about the offer, because many people already have done that. And these two will go very, very quickly. So what I wanted to ask you, Stuart, first of all, thank you for offering our audience this rare private time opportunity with you. But tell us a little bit more about what happens during this soul reading and, you know, and when you channel these angels, what happens during the session?
Well, you know, what's wonderful, particularly about your communion of people, is that there's always a great honesty and truth and frankness expressed, which is really glorious, because after all, if we're wanting to change, the first thing that we need to embrace is that if we use our ego through regret or denial or guilt as a barrier, then we stay stuck. You know, if what we resist persists, rather than recognizing, as we all do, particularly at this time of global phenomenon, that we, if we can open it honestly with an open heart, even though it may be challenging to emit the energies of what we have, what our predicament is. And allow somebody like myself as a mentor who comes with, you know, over 40 years worth of expertise as a soul counselor, as a psychic dealing with supernatural energies, that automatically we begin to proffer by being reconnected with the spiritual toolkit that we already have within our bodies, that we already have within our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual way of being. The difficulty is, and often, although sometimes, of course, we live very trauma childhood existences where our caretakers or caregivers aren't perhaps operating through the highest principles. At the same time, we all have a moral coding, this spiritual toolkit within, where we are aware of the difference between the light and the dark. And then we lose this because it's often the educational system or the socialization system where we are by nature, the way that we are conditioned, takes us away from our spiritual toolkit. So in other words, in most of the family situations around the world, in whatever culture we are in, we experience love pouring from our mothers or from the other, you know, significant others that are in charge of keeping the social membrane of the family functioning in health, in joy, and in love, so that we prosper. When we go into the world, suddenly we experience something so much more aggressive and separate and divisive that, you know, I mean, the whole substance of Western education is based on division, because we have to learn how to do. And of course, we're always being tested when we do. And if we're not great achievers at doing, like myself, because I was severely dyslexic and synesthetic as a child, that I found it very difficult to read and didn't read until about 14. And don't even ask me about maths. I mean, it was impossible. I just didn't understand. I could not compute what 2 + 2 meant. It was just purely and simply a malfunction, if you like, on a genetic level, you know, for cognitive development. And what was happening at the same time is that I was actually channeling intuitive awarenesses because I was in step or in flow with the multidimensional consciousness. Nobody understood that part, the intuitive. They could only really labor on the cognitive. So I was thoroughly disciplined, disapproved of, and beaten as a child. Oh. So I decided the simplest thing to do was to shut up. Because whatever I talked about, they didn't seem to, you know, in my innocence, I thought when I was 6, 7, 8, 9 years of age that everybody could see what I was seeing, and nobody could. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example, that there I was sitting in class at the age of, I must have been about 6 and a half or 7, and the class teacher, whose name was Mrs. Kelly, suddenly didn't appear that day, and we were told that she was sick. And so we all said a prayer for her, which was beautiful. And then this other person walked in, and we were told that they were a supply teacher or a substitute teacher. And, okay, right, well, she looked a little bit nervous and rather autocratic. But, you know, whatever the words were, we could just feel stuff when we were that age. And we were given the task of draw your favorite thing. And I thought, I'm going to draw my favorite thing. Well, what is my favorite thing? Oh, I know, God is my favorite thing. So I started drawing God. And this person came along and said, and what are you drawing? And I said, oh, I'm drawing God. And she said, oh, don't be so stupid. Nobody's ever seen God. And I said, well, if you give me a moment, I'll show you what he looks like. Which was completely the wrong thing to say. So, of course, I was sent to the headmaster, and I was beaten with a stick for insolence. And, you know, and all the time, I was looking into the space around me and seeing the angels. Well, that's what I mean by I decided there's no point in talking, so I shut up. I self-muted for 2 years. And my brother, who was a year older than I, or 18 months older, he was my decoder. I could look into his eyes, and he would read me intuitively and then say, well, what Stuart's saying is this. But my lips remained sealed for 2 years.
Oh.
And as a result of that, you see, what it encouraged me to do was to really listen to people and to find stillness within. Now I know that. I didn't know that at the time, but as I reflect, what an extraordinary skill. Anyway, so if we can move into the posture of being able to really experience how we are enough in our creativity, we just need to play the game of being able to balance what it is that we're doing in our left brain and in our right brain. We move into the council of the angels, because the intuition is the superhighway through which the angels move, which is why I keep sort of laboring the point, feeling is the language of the soul, not thinking. Now, obviously, thinking is very significant because it's a compass, isn't it? The thought creates reality, that if we're really being specific with intention, then automatically we begin to allow our bodies on a purely sensory, sensual, or indeed sexual level to align and coordinate with the principle of what we wish to think about. The difficulty in our world is that we're so caught in the schism that I've just been describing that we're not in the right mind. We're out of the right mind. We need to all step back into the right mind. The right mind is that, you know, the spiritual toolkit, once we're still and patient and aligned and healed, meaning a movement back to wholeness, that the spiritual toolkit begins to just simply activate within our experience. And we know what is right, and we know what is not right. Notice I'm not saying wrong. What is appropriate and inappropriate, what is accurate and inaccurate. And it seems to me that from a global point of view, we're examining these social systems as a result of the stillness that we were given in global pause, which initially, obviously, everybody complained about, because it stopped the world from moving in the way that it normally moves. But actually, if we're all honest, we moved into this incandescent stillness where we were actually able to feel a peace and a tranquility and a serenity. And deep within the stillness, we could hear the voice of the Divine Mother speaking to us and sharing with us how we can proffer ourselves rather than negate ourselves as we move forward in this time of great change. The change that's happening, of course, as we see in the world, is bringing about a lot of conflict and strife. But if we can remain fervent within the vehemence and the conviction, because conviction is a force multiplier of what our thinking is leading us to, that we wish to, you know, to borrow that phrase from the Bible, to create the land of milk and honey, to create a society where we're all working collaboratively and co-creatively, where love is experienced in a non-sentimental way, are beginning to achieve something very radical. Anyway, so there are many extrapolations of what this soul reading can be about. And of course, it's completely unique to each individual. But essentially what I try to do is to bypass any of the negative thinking or feeling and allow the individual to get into the very core, into the causation of whatever the crisis or the problem or the challenge has been. And the only way to do this is by going into the subatomic particles of the cells. And this we can do very easily through sound and through light, because they're the building blocks of creation. And this is how, obviously, we see the angels vibrating, because we're talking about light beings who, when we see angels in stained glass windows or in, you know, manuscripts, beautiful illumined manuscripts, it's very rare that you see them with their mouths open. Sometimes they have trumpets. So we talk about the Hallelujah Chorus. So there's this very interesting interconnectivity between angels and sound, particularly when we use sound to praise and petition the divine to help us.
So beautiful. I truly feel like today's call especially, I mean, you always have amazing wisdom and I learn from you, but I think today's call especially, each and every word is customized for me, Stuart.
Oh my goodness,
it's like all just speaking so directly to my heart. Even the story
I've nearly been on this planet for 70 years, which is just weird, because I feel about 18 and then I look in the mirror and think, whoa, what happened? However, something very remarkable has happened in my own process by the emission of the book, Diana, the Voice of Change. And I feel that I've really found my purpose for these last remaining 30 or 40 years that I'll be on the planet. And so the level of joy that is flowing through me brings us, I feel, to this moment of uniting, you know, that I'm able to release any of the concerns of, am I doing the right thing? Because the world has often found me a little bit challenging. I'm born as an indigo, and so I upset establishment by saying, is that entirely true? You know, when they're cast confusion. And that's often got me into, as they say, the proverbial shit. But now something has happened where whatever that stuff is all about, that I'm purely aligned with the incandescence of this beautiful chorus of angelic energy that runs through me. So I feel that we meet, you know, and also there is Diana, who I love serving. I mean, she was just so breathtaking when she was alive. And I feel now that she is really the guardian of our spirits, you know, that she's really embracing our souls. So although when she was alive, she took our breath from us, I feel that now what she's doing is sending us the radiation of celestial light to inform us and to move us forward. So, you know, you and I have always had a great conversation, and I pledge myself to the statement that I made, I think, about 6 months ago when we last talked, that I would love you in all of your wisdom and all of your talent and all of your beauty to be involved as a participant, as an instructor, as a conference leader in the Diana Heart Path. I think it would be just
I would love that. I would be honored. I would be absolutely honored. And we'll talk about that for sure after this call. Many of our listeners are waiting patiently to actually connect with you and get a reading. So let's have some fun with that. If you would please pick a number between 1 and 30, and I will unmute that caller.
7.
All right. Funny enough, that is, I believe, England. 4-4 country code.
Yeah,
and then 7 is the next digit. Yeah. You are unmuted. Caller
Hello?
From England. Hi,
Hello?
Who is this? What's your name, dear?
It's Linda. Hello, can you hear me? I can hear you clearly.
Okay.
Can you say your name again,
Linda? Linda.
Linda, hi.
Hi.
What's your question,
Ryan?
Dear? Are you enjoying this call? First time, are you
yes.
enjoying? I mean, this is just
yes.
so fantastic. I'm loving it.
It is. It's mind-blowing stuff. Yeah, it is. I am enjoying the call. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome.
Yes. I just want a general reading. I do feel in my life I have issues, you know, with my mental health and physical health. You know, and just really, especially around these times, which are challenging, you know, just keeping myself grounded and you know, aligning myself,
okay.
really struggling with my spirituality, you know, trying to connect. So, you know, just whatever, you know, comes up.
Okay, dear.
I will go with. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to invite Stuart to answer you. So.
Thank you, Stuart.
Hi, Linda.
Take it from there, Stuart.
Hi, Stuart. Hi there.
I do I recognize your voice? Have we spoken before?
No, never.
No.
I'm just from the UK.
About your tone, because you know I read voices, and by reading voices, you know, for many years I've been a voice coach.
Okay.
And I read the psychological blueprint of people through their voices, so it sounds very familiar.
Gosh.
So, darling, you're obviously part of the tribe, right? The tribe that Aram and I have already, although we haven't called it that, but Aram and I have just been speaking about how we co-creatively are bringing together a communion. You're part of the communion. Okay, now apropos your question. While you were sharing with Aram, I was asking the angels of Atlantis to come in and to offer you direct administration. And one of the ways that I do this is through their oracle, that they asked me to create an oracle for them about 12 years ago, which has, you know, become this international bestseller. It's called the Angels of Atlantis Oracle. And there are 44 cards, because 44 is the number in ancient numerology of spiritual purity, and also the number of Atlantis, because Atlantis was an experiment, if you like, as a civilization to maintain or sustain spiritual purity. So this is beautiful because it's very much in alignment with what you've just been sharing, in the sense of how, although you have strong conviction within your love for the world of spirit, which is a movement back to wholeness, of living your life physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as one, that there have been moments through the last 5 minutes where you've, and I know before, but we're talking specifically about what's happened over the last 5 months, about being dashed into despair or worry or concern or ill health or depression. And the card that comes through is the 44th card in the oracle.
Wow.
There are 44 cards, right? You get number 44. So it's obvious that you're doing
and
something rather...
Area code.
And it's the area code as well. I know. Look at these synchronicities. And the card is Jophiel.
Yeah, 1111 all the time yesterday. 1111, 111, 1111.
Wow. You see, so you're being spoken to, you know. It's like, and I'm sure that all of the listeners are agreeing that these points of synchronicity around numbering are happening all the time. The number of times I pick up my cell phone and it's 12:12 or 14:14, you know, and it's interesting. It's always past the hour. Anyway, that's another story. And here is Jophiel. And the card, the attribution on the card is actually joy. So you're doing something right. Because
okay.
otherwise joy would not come through. Jophiel is the angel of liberation. So
okay.
Jophiel wants to work with you to bring this slipstream of energy that you feel is an anticipated moment of glory to bring together any of the points of disintegration or dissipation that you've been experiencing, meaning in simple terms that, you know, if we're worrying, we're not in touch with source. If
yes,
we're anxious,
yes.
we're not in touch with source.
That's
if we're
right,
depressed,
yes.
we're not in touch with source. In other words, if we're depressed, we're suppressing that we need to express, and as soon as we start expressing, we connect with source. So the first element, it's so simple, that Jophiel is saying is, please go
mm-hmm.
into nature. Now, I see you surrounded by trees. Are you in nature?
There is a park Nearby, probably
okay,
about.
Okay, so this
yeah,
is what I'm seeing. Where are you in the UK?
London, in London.
What
North
part?
London. North London.
North London. Give me a district.
Yeah. Finsbury Park.
Finsbury Park. Okay, so that's what I'm seeing, do you see?
Yeah,
I'm
Finsbury
seeing,
Park.
You know, we know that Finsbury Park was a very, very ancient park that was part of a much bigger woodland area. So there is, mm-hmm. there's a circle of trees in Finsbury. Now, don't look for direct circle, but, you know, look for a group of trees that are I'm seeing 7 or 8 trees, and one of them is wanting to speak with you. So if you can go to the tree and be with the dryad, meaning with the spirit of the tree, what they're going to do through angelic counsel is to remove from you any of the concerns or the anxiety that you've been experiencing. Thereby, you will experience a greater sense of stability. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Okay. So that's what Jophiel is wanting to do. You need to go to the angelsofatlantis.com, and each of the 12 angels have a web page dedicated to them. And Jophiel, because I'm very aware of the fact that we know Gabriel, we know Michael, we know Uriel, mm-hmm. we know Raphael, mm-hmm. but who on earth is Jophiel, or who in heaven is Jophiel? Mm-hmm. So this is a new name maybe for a lot of our listeners, perhaps for you. Mm-hmm. It's the angel mm-hmm. of liberation, and so this is the way that the angel of liberation wants to work for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Beautiful.
My pleasure. Expect
thank you.
Special
thank
gift
you, my dear.
In the next 6
yeah.
hours.
Thank Woo-hoo. You so much. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thank you,
man. Beautiful. Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you. And moving on, if you can pick one other number for me, and now we have 40 people that raised their hands, so if we can pick another number, please.
So let's choose number 13.
Number 13 is area code 20201. You are unmuted now.
Hi, this is Julie. Hello.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Julie. Hi. Where are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Where
I'm
are
so
on the
stage? Pardon?
What's your location?
Oh, I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, you're in New Jersey. Okay, yeah, I thought I recognized the area code. Okay, it means just geographically that I can zoom in much more precisely, and therefore the angels will use my body to help. So how can we help you?
I would love some help with my chosen work, which I love, art and inspirational coaching. But I feel I really hold back. I'm afraid that if I really get out there, I'll be busy and stressed, and I'll disconnect from my family. And I don't want to feel that fear.
Okay, so you're fearful about living a life of ecstasy and freedom and delight and infinite possibility. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I love that, but I'm fearful that my
okay,
that
I'm
my
being
work,
a bit naughty. Obviously, what you're saying, I feel, and, you know, reinterpret this if I'm inaccurate. You're saying that although you have this God-given purpose, which is the boundless creativity that just exudes from you, and the way that you are influentially or inspirationally giving or guiding people to tune into their own creativity, you're finding that the business of doing this is taking you away from the moral responsibility of your family. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you not draw the family more into the arena of what we're formally describing as your heart's desire?
I have tried to ask my husband to be a part of it. He does not want to be, or he's afraid. He's afraid he will ruin something because when he ran his own business, it didn't work. And my sons are not particularly interested at this point.
Okay. So actually what we're really talking about is that the male energy in your family is in disregard of you.
A little.
I love you, Americans. You always say a little bit, and actually you mean no. Let's just face it.
Well, I'm not actually, sure if it's
I was talking to a client this morning. She was a little bit angry, and there was a person standing in front of her who was in rage. Anyway, it's just, you know, it's difficult facing these strong emotions. And so the point is that they're in disregard of you. So therefore, they're in disrespect of the wonder of what you're creating in the sweetness and the gentleness and the beauty of the feminine. So this is where the fear element comes in from them, that they're bewildered by that aspect of your being because it's not that fully apparent within their own beings. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I've just chosen a card for you from the oracle, and it's Gabriel, the great messenger, because you are the messenger. And
yes.
On the face of the card is the word balance. And the image of the Vitruvian man or the Vitruvian woman by Leonardo da Vinci. Are you familiar with Leonardo's work?
Yes.
And you really love it, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm. I say bring the Renaissance values of Leonardo da Vinci into your life much more. There are geometries there which the men will feel will inform them on a very subtle level, and they won't be so fearful.
Oh, I have no idea how to do that.
Well, you're the creator. Be creative. Don't forget that Leonardo was an extraordinary, he was a genius. So he spanned left and right brain principles. In other words, as well as being the great artist, he was also the great scientist.
Right, an engineer.
He studied the literal form of the physical body and sketched the human body. It's the science that aligns the men in your life. Whereas you're aligning with the creativity of spirit. So if you draw them in through the cognitive or through the scientific, they'll feel less scared about the wonder of the world that you're creating. And then they'll start to have fun. And once they start having fun and playing, they won't be so in dispute of what you're trying to achieve.
Well, I've just separated it. I go on my merry way, just doing my work, and I enjoy it, and it brings me joy. And then the family is, just not part of that. I didn't think, because in the past I tried to control what other people liked or didn't like, and I found that not, of course, helpful. So this going back toward them to hopefully inspire. It makes me a little nervous. Like that isn't my business to.
I'm offering you an opportunity. This is a possibility. It doesn't have to say you have to do it, but this is a way of being able to resolve the crisis. It seems to me, bearing in mind what you've just said, because you're reiterating something you said earlier on, that actually you're creating a slipstream of energy, which is all about the way that the spirit wants you to optimize your creativity full of love and joy. I mean, darling, if your friends don't want to play in the playground with you, then you choose further friends.
Right.
And so I say go for that, because that's why you're here. You're here to live the greatest vision of yourself. You're not here to diminish yourself because other people don't understand fully what you're about.
Thank you.
Bless you. I wish you well. Look, as soon as because I'm based between London and New York, but because of that word beginning with L, which I won't use, because of global call, that word, that I'm not in New York. But as soon as I'm in New York, hopefully by the end of this year, I will be, I'll be running workshops. So you must come along because New Jersey is
not
far.
Oh, I would love that. I'm not.
Just make sure that you're getting my newsletter by going online and tuning into one of the websites. Go to theangelsofatlantis.com and you'll see a way of just putting your email in, and then you'll get newsletters and you'll know where I am in the world.
I will. Thank you, Stuart.
Bless you. Much love. Go with you.
Bless you. Lots of love. Yeah, absolutely. So there are plenty more people still waiting. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about Stuart's amazing offer, because like I said, it it's going to sell out very fast if it hasn't already. So I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to at least be able to review that opportunity. And then if we have time when we come back, we will take some more callers. And I'm going to request everyone to keep in mind to keep the conversation short, 3 minutes or so, because there are many people that want to ask Stuart questions. So All right, so what I want to do now, everybody, is let's go ahead and look at this really generous offer that Stuart has put together for us and this rare opportunity to work with him one-on-one in a 60-minute soul reading, which is amazing. So you can see what he did in a couple of minutes with each caller. Imagine what it would be if it's 60 minutes private one-on-one reading with Stuart. So that offer, if you need to type it in, is at orderjoy2020.com/Stuart. And I will say it slowly and I'll spell it. orderjoy2020.com/Stuart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Or if you're on the webcast, just press the special offer button, and on the replay also, we will provide the link. So here we are, this beautiful page. The energy is jumping off of it. You can absorb it. It's beautiful. Angelic destiny codes. Achieve miracle mastery with the supercharged energies of the new Atlantean Stargate. So, Stuart, let's talk about this amazing offer, my dear friend, and thank you for your generosity again, and thank you for opening up more sessions for people that missed out because they were waiting for the live call.
Yeah. Well, it's my absolute pleasure. I mean, you know, that this is my level of service. I think it was in 2012, I heard very specifically from the angels, now the people have been coming to the mountain, now the mountain needs to go to the people. And so the mountain,
you know,
was...
funny enough, 2012 is when I launched From Heartache to Joy. It was that year. Mm-hmm. Another parallel.
Indeed. Yeah, there are many. So... where do we go? Now, the planet is changing, as we know, meaning it's evolving. So Gaia is evolving in synchronicity with the great shifts within the galaxy. There's evidently something extraordinary taking place. And so the energies of weight, space, and time are being shifted. Time is speeding up. And soon we will recognize that as we move from the third dimension of weight, space, and time into the fourth, fifth dimension, time will become completely irrelevant. But, of course, right now we're measuring our time, and so we'll speak of this. To help us, a series of Atlantean portals have been opened because they are, if you like, portals or wells of energy that connect with Atlantean crystals that were placed particularly within the Northern American continent at the end times of Atlantis. If we see that Atlantis originally spanned from the mouth of the Gulf of Mexico all the way over to the eastern shore of the Mediterranean. So it was a very large civilization. Some of it was also underwater because we see there are many islands, for example, within the Mediterranean, like Santorini, for example, that is a high escarpment of Atlantis. Obviously, during the end times, those points of completion, which many people see as being very destructive, and certainly a mighty explosion took place. But the filter that we generally review Atlantis with is through our contemporary filter. And actually, the people that were living then did not see the catastrophe as being a horror movie because they recognized that the civilization had reached a point of completion to evolve into something else. So they already knew how to take their work or their lives into other areas of the world once the polar axis had shifted. So there has to be that reference. However, one of the greatest portals that has opened in our time is the area that we now call Ground Zero in Manhattan. So as we once know, there were two towers standing there, rather like the tuning forks for Western capitalism. And those two mighty towers are no longer there, and therefore what has actually opened up is a portal that was placed millennia ago, I would say probably about 12 or 13,000 years ago, and underneath it is a sheet of crystal that is thousands of miles long and heaven knows how deep it is, but it's generating a huge force that has awakened another Stargate portal on the west coast at Shasta and one further north in Alaska. So it's almost as though this isosceles triangle has opened of a crystalline grid in North America. And the reason being is that although North America looks to be quaking and in somewhat of a shambles at the moment from a systems point of view, that actually North America, and particularly the United States, is the gateway to the Golden Age, which is why the firmament of the Constitution of the United States was seeded by these 13 remarkable men all of those years ago in the 18th century in Philadelphia. So these portals are now opening, and therefore much of the memory content within the crystals, remember crystals are solidified sound, so they hold intention. These crystals are now awakening to allow the slipstream of energy to move through all of the ley lines of our planet. And as a result of this, the angels have brought us these 12 destiny codes that they give us in Hebrew, because Hebrew was one of the original trace element languages of our people. Please do not despair. You don't have to speak Hebrew to appreciate them. And there is a recording in each of the different packages that I've made that translates the phrase Keter Etz Chaim, for example, into English. So you can hear my voice just speaking the syllabic weight of each word, and therefore you'll be able to interpret it. And as you feel the codes moving through you, you'll sense an awakening will happen on a cellular level. So in a nutshell, because our time I know isn't the most expanded, that's really, I'm looking at both packages in front of me, and that the 12 angelic destiny codes that will change you forever are these codes that are, of course, have been with us since time immemorial and have been used by some of the great saints or prophets or spiritual teachers in different areas of the world for millennia. Then now they're coming from Sub Rosa territory, meaning they're coming from the esoteric or the hidden, because we are ready to embrace them and to utilize them with great responsibility for the changes that are taking place within our bodies and within the body of the Gaia. And at the same time, there is an Atlantean Stargate mandala that the angels have composed for you. So this I channeled, and you'll see within the mandala that there are a series of what look like hieroglyphs or characters, and these characters come from the ancient language of Atlantis towards the end of its projected period of time, the area that I refer to as being completion. Originally, there was not a written language, because the great belief was that if we write language, we actually solidify time. And so, for example, still today in many of our indigenous communities, the spoken language is not one that is written, because they believe in their inestimable wisdom that if we have a written language, we solidify time, and as a result of that, the magic of the holy instant loses its potency. There are a number of meditations that are part of the miracle mastery of this particular sequence of events or indeed information. There's a miracle meditation that will enable you to really understand how to move into the sacred space that the angels are evoking for us. And there are a number of prayers that are channeled that I've also recorded, and a video that will help you understand more about the angel's promise. At the same time, there are 12 elixirs that are given, and a number of chants that are part of the incantatory motion of bringing the angels closer into our lives. All of these exist in both packages. It's just in package B, there is the extra dimension of the 60-minute soul reading. How does that sound, Iram? Is that clear?
Yes,
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Is that all clear? Because I'm, you know, sort of speaking quite swiftly because I know our time is limited.
No,
and I just wanted to give a partial illustration of what somebody might be able to. So, there's so much there to appeal to every single taste, whether we're just beginning our journey in becoming a spiritual initiate or that we've been doing it for several years and we've tried a number of modalities and we're looking for a little bit of an impetus to back up the process that we're already developing.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so a couple of people want me to repeat the URL, which is orderjoy2020.com. So orderjoy2020.com/STEWART. STEWART, Stuart. So that is the link to this page. Or if you are on the webcast, you can click on the special offer link. If you can't find any of these, then just go back to the announcement email that you received from us in order to be on this call. The link is going to be on that in that email as well. Okay, so anybody have any questions regarding the offer that Stuart just described, please make sure you send the question in the webcast now, and I will be able to address that before the end of the call. All right, so going back to what Stuart was talking about, this offer, Package A, is packed full of value. If you really want to, you're serious about getting into these new energies, you want to start playing in that particular realm, this Package A is going to do it for you. That's all you really need. Everything is in there, and that's just for $147. That is honestly a steal. If you got just one item out of this entire package, the value would be more than that, but you're getting all of these amazing items plus the bonuses in Package A. And then if they're still available, if you want to get a 60-minute soul reading with Stuart, you saw how amazingly accurate he is. The kind of information he gets, I haven't seen, honestly, it's very, very rare. Then for that, it's just a $100 upgrade, which is, again, a steal. And we had 25 sessions when the call opened. I don't have access to the cart right now, so I don't know how many are left. So jump in now before we run out of these, because I know we will. We had the first 30 because Stuart had said, I really don't have time. I can only do 30 sessions. And that was over the weekend. We opened up the cart, and then I got a message from Gretchen that, uh-oh, we sold 35. So we reached back to Stuart, and we said, okay, we sold out of all of those, and we actually oversold. Could you please give us some more? Because we want to give our listeners that are going to come to the live call a chance if they missed out. So he very graciously opened up another 30. So since 5 were already gone, we had only 25. So make sure you jump in now, either package. It's an amazing, amazing, life-changing package, okay? All right, beautiful. Wow. So Mary Jo, I think she has worked with you. I don't know, Stuart. She wrote in and she said, I'm already experiencing some profound changes in my life and in my family. This offer is just amazing. So thank you for your comment, Mary Jo. Yeah, very, very, very sweet. All right, so we're going to go back and try and see if we can use some of the time left to work with some more people. In the meanwhile, if you send your question regarding either one of these packages on the webcast, I'll keep checking. So, Stuart, if you can give me another number, I'll open up, I'll unmute that call.
12.
All right, number 12 is area code 314. You are on. 314.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate
you,
Stuart.
You're so welcome. What's your name, dear?
My name's Jan.
Jan.
All right, Jan.
Where's Jan?
What's your question?
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri.
Ah, wonderful city, yeah. And how can we help you?
Well, I've been in kind of this transition, it feels like, for the last 2.5 years or so. Nurse, 45 years, health all of a sudden just gone, like pretty rapidly. And getting better, but I feel like I'm still on that verge of going into life purpose and service, getting back into it. I'm trying to get my energy back and my health. I feel like something's blocking that I'm, you know, I feel that I did healing also, so I feel very connected to angels and always have.
So when you, through this period of 2.5 years, when you felt this level of debilitation taking place, which has led to whatever the malfunction is physiologically, did you ever feel, you know, in your connection with spirit, did you ever feel an upsurge of energy suddenly?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
In December,
when that was, how that was?
It was interesting. It was, actually, my husband's a holistic. He was doing a homeopathic called New Direction, and he lasered it into my brain, and it was like a light switch flipped.
Right. Okay. So there's your answer. The light quotient of your being is changing rapidly at this time. But the difficulty is that the physical circumstance that you're working in is deficient in that light. And that's why your physical body has become affected so sorely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so I hear from Uriel, the eternal companion, because each of these angels has a job, an archetypal reference. I hear that your husband has great wisdom and will be able to help you.
Oh, he has. Yeah,
but I mean, in the sense of what I've just what I've just suggested, because it's not about the denser aspect of your being; it's about the light frequency in your being. And what's happening is as the Gaia, as our planet, is shifting in its countenance, in its temperament, in its physical constitution, is that we're receiving huge pulsations of light from the galaxy. And so what you're being tuned into when you're away from work is that you're being tuned into an intergalactic aspect of referencing light. The difficulty is that when you go back into the healing context, the convention of what that is all about, you're switching off from that. Mm-hmm. So the more you are tuning into the reference, do you know which planet that is?
The reference. No.
Okay. So I'd rather you meditated on that rather than me saying now.
Okay. Okay.
And it's something because
I
in order to this is a quick taster of what a soul reading can be. In order to go into it, I need to provide you with information that's going to consume time. But all is going to be well, particularly after you've completed the cycle of 3 years. The difficulty is it's been
told that.
Your hormones, and that's why you felt so debilitated.
Mm-hmm.
I have in front of me, I've just taken a card from the Oracle, and it's Uriel. So again, Uriel comes through, the great companion. And what I'm seeing is the card is all about spiritual freedom. So going towards the light is what the spiritual freedom is going to be. But it's a different frequency. It's you spinning through the heavens rather than you dancing on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you can possibly obtain one of these packages, we can spend a whole hour going into the absolute dynamic of it. And what I mean by that is how you can address this mechanically, how you can do this through spiritual technology, so that you'll find a way of being able to release yourself of all that's been so discouraging over the last 2.5 years, and you'll step into the fullness of the light.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. Look at your chronology. You'll see. When is your birthday?
April 14th.
Okay. So you've got between now and April 14th next year to make the shifts. That feels good, doesn't it?
I'm ready. I've been
wonderful
working.
Birthday present. Okay, my darling.
Yes. Thank you. I have one
thank
question,
you for coming
though.
Through.
Thank you. So the light beings that have been working with me told me their names are the beings beyond beings. Are you familiar with them? Is that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's just I can't go into it now because we don't have time. To go into it, I have to explain to you who they are, and that's going to take up time.
Perfect.
But you're absolutely there, yes.
Okay. I'm
beautiful.
I'm getting there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, Thank you so much, both.
Pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure. It's wonderful to meet you.
You're so welcome.
Same here. All right, bye-bye.
Awesome, awesome, dear. All right, hope that you can connect with Stuart in that session package so you can get the information. That would be just wonderful. Let's pick another caller, and I think we will be out of time after that one. So let's make it a good one. Let's have some fun. So give me a number, Stuart, please.
Number six.
Number six is area code 480. You are unmuted.
Oh, yay. This is
yay.
Pamela.
Who's this? Pamela.
This is Pamela.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Stuart.
Hey,
I'm so
hi,
thankful
there,
for my call. So my question is, I have been told by my guides, and actually I also have been working with the Archangels of Atlantis, that I will be receiving revelations of higher truths, and that those I am to be sharing with the world, and that they will be higher truths in worldly and universal affairs. And I have been writing a book. You know, I've been doing some other things, but I really feel like, okay, I need to see where that door is that's open, that's that next step. And I was wondering if you could shed any light.
And have you asked the angels?
Well, I have.
And what
but,
do they say?
Well, I keep being directed to the importance is in the sharing of the truth and not necessarily in whether they are received, not worrying about whether they're received, not worrying about any of those things, and to just do it. But I really just haven't felt open to a particular, guided to a particular venue, or it's like I feel like I'm missing that one step.
Okay, got it.
I know all of that.
I ask the angels in your presence, in your field, and Raziel comes through, as you know, the angel of the mysteries, and the power of the intuitive. So if we look into intuition, we know it's the inner teacher, the intuition. And one of the things that Raziel is wanting you to do is to find regular practice where you still the whole of your frequency, because you're wonderfully generous with your energy, which means that you get very active. And what instilling the energy, they're going to actually slow down the high pulsations of light that are coming to you so that you'll be able to read them very clearly. What you're receiving is an ancient form of comprehension, which is tuning you into a life that you had millennia ago when you were an Atlantean and Egyptian priestess. And the element that you're being that's being addressed for you is that you are part of the priestesses of Isis. Look to the white flame is what I'm hearing. Within the white flame is the white rose. Now, in my consciousness, this is an element of energy, a high form of spiritual technology that has been hidden for millennia and is now coming forth because of the arousal of the divine feminine on our planet and the fact that you ladies have been working so hard on yourselves to move away from the contraction or oppression of male power, defining your own sovereignty, moving forward and finding ways of being able to creatively cultivate this in the world. So, you know, they're saying, well done for all that you've done in 3D. Now you're to receive this extra mantle, which will allow you to lead in purity, in unconditional love, because the white flame is the vibration of unconditional love. It's the vibration of absolute purification. If you need a sort of relativity, see the violet flame as the flame of transmutation. So there is a cleansing. But this is a much higher form, do you see? We've cleansed through the violet flame. We've transmuted the negativity. And now we're moving into the warm embrace of the unconditional love flame. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes absolute sense. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Cool.
That has just really cleared up a lot, and that's just perfect. It's just wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, darling. See if you can come through for a reading and look for the possibility that you need to go on a sacred pilgrimage, you see, because energetically there are rituals for you to reformulate cellular intelligence within you. And the only way to do this is to go on a pilgrimage. And, you know, what I'm seeing is you stepping into Egypt, and it just so happens that I run retreats there twice a year. So, you know, have a look into all of that.
Wow. Awesome. Thank
Bless you.
You.
Much
so
love
much
going with
do.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lots of love. Beautiful. Wow. That was astounding. That was really amazing.
Ping.
Wow. Stuart. Such an amazing,
that
amazing
was,
call, Stuart. And, you know, I hate to say it, but we have reached the end of our time together for this time. I know there will be many more as we will co-create other stuff together. This was just such an honor to be able to share this space with you. Before we let you go, would you like to share some more wisdom with our listeners? I really, really resonated with the rising of the divine feminine. That is not just the need of today. It's already happening. It's happening, and we are going to see it unfold. So I'd love to hear you speak about that a little bit.
Well, it is. I mean, it is timely, isn't it? That we're looking into the mystical relationship between the male and the female, and we realize that the old paradigm was just it was overly balanced in attitude towards the feminine. So, it's the core of what my work is all about, in the sense of helping ladies find the point of liberation, the point of freedom, and so. There are many extractions of this, aren't there? You know, and the simplicity of it, that you ladies are writing the next chapter of history. So all we have to do is to look at the geopolitical environment and see how remarkable women are stepping into positions of power all over the world. I mean, for example, look at Jacinta Ardern and what she's able to do with a newborn babe in her arms while she's suckling it in legislation is being offered in the Houses of Parliament in New Zealand, where she's Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, as we know, in the Central European states or nations, there are remarkable women that may not be huge names on the world stage at the moment, but what they're doing is they're bringing vast social change. And dare I say, in most of these nation states, the whole substance of COVID-19 has been corralled in the most sensible way so that human lives haven't needed to suffer. So there are many extractions of this, and effectively what it's all about is tuning into those elements of the divine feminine that are leading us forward to the substance of unconditional love.
So beautiful. I love that. You know, we're all coming together, helping each other and helping this beautiful energy to rise on the planet. And, you know, it's been becoming clear for me, and you talked about it when you and I first spoke, you talked about it too. And my role in this is, you know, I've always been very connected to helping, supporting women and helping them and getting them, you know, what true liberation is all about. And it's become so clear that my role, or one of my roles, is teaching women freedom through actually financial independence, financial freedom. And that has been becoming very, very clear. And we're actually launching a summit in October, which is, you know, we've been fortunate enough to gather women business leaders from around the world that are going to teach women how to become financially independent. And another synchronicity, I know Marianne Williamson has worked with you. She's actually going to be the keynote speaker. So it's just so cool. Yeah, it's just all these beautiful synchronicities and just beautiful energies unfolding on our beloved planet. So, Stuart, thank you so much. This was
my pleasure.
So
thank
wonderful.
You, Ram. It's been such a joy, these 90 minutes that we've shared together. And, you know, and also thank you to all of your communion, your community, who have always shown me such love and appreciation. So it makes me feel as though my job is just such a slipstream of pure energy. So thank you.
Oh, Yes, you're very welcome. And I just want to remind all of our listeners that as much as we enjoyed listening to all this wisdom and this beautiful energy work that you guys witnessed, these readings, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And the invitation here is, are you actually going to take that action? Are you going to take that step and say yes to yourself and really step into those beautiful energies and step into the real you? And whether that is through Stuart's offer A or B, whichever one you choose, they are really going to be life-changing. So I really, really want to encourage you guys to do that, take that step. OrderJoy2020.com/Stuart. Lots of love to all of you guys, and of course to you, my dear friend. Always wonderful to have you with us.
Bless you, Iram. May I just say some, just give you a brief sentence? It's just crashing through my consciousness to finalize.
Yes, of course.
Because perfection is our eternal home to which the universe is programmed to return us to whenever we've deviated, for whatever reason, from these thoughts, this will get and keep us there. This is simply how much you are loved.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank
With that note, we're going to end our call. Lots of love. Bless you.
Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye. Thank you.